Rusty Quill presents.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jim, what the fuck are you talking about? Who had Stacy?
Them. They, Nate. I can't. I don't know what I can say. I don't know how to tell you.
Well, Jim, I'm kind of in the dark here, so please, try your fucking best.
I'm trying here. Nate, I feel great.
God damn it. You can't say it, can you?
I'm so sorry.
Wait a fucking second. They said if I got you here, they would give her back to me. What do you mean you got me here? I was looking on Zillow for months. I saw hundreds of houses. How did they expect you to get me here?
It wasn't Zillow.
What are you talking about?
You didn't find the house on Zillow. It found you. I found you.
Jim, that doesn't make any sense.
Try and remember, Nate. This house was never in any of your Zillow searches. An unlisted page was sent directly to your email.
I guess I don't really remember. That could be how it happened. How did you get my email address?
I was given a name. I didn't ask any questions. All I could do was try and find you on Google. Luckily, your email is linked to your Facebook.
Why?
What?
Why me? Why did they want me here?
I didn't ask questions. I'm sorry. I was just told that as long as you were here, my Stacy would be back.
Jim, that doesn't make any fucking...
There you go, boys. I whipped up some snacks and made you some tea. How do you like it, Nate?
Thank you, Mrs. Hample. A little sugar is fun.
Oh, please, Nate. Call me Stacy.
Stacy, I have some questions for you.
Nate, please, don't.
Oh, all right. Sure, ask away. Oh, here's your tea.
Stace.
Oh, hush, Jim. Go ahead, Nate.
What exactly do you remember from the last few months? The last year, even?
Well, that's a really interesting question, Nate. Well, let's see. It was a very ordinary year. I know I started waking up earlier every day, you know, just getting a head start on the day, getting all the chores done. I recently started doing yoga. Keeps me all centered and relaxed. Like I said, it was all just a really normal year. Nothing really to write home or complain about. Why do you ask?
No reason, really. I was just curious how your year has been so far.
Oh, well, okay then. I'll leave you boys to it.
doesn't know, does she?
No, she doesn't, and I need to keep it that way. She thinks the past year was no different than any other. There's nothing specific at all that stands out to her, and I'm not going to question her about it. I've no idea where she was, and I don't want to know. Please keep her out of it.
Keep her out of it. Do you have any idea how fucked up it is that you're even asking me that?
Nate, please. She didn't do anything. You would crush her if you told her anything. She doesn't deserve that.
And you think that I deserve this? Jim, what the fuck did I do to you?
I'm sorry. But for me, it wasn't about you. I know how selfish that is. And I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. You're sorry. That really makes it better. Thanks. Guess I'll just leave you two alone now because everything is fixed.
Please keep your voice down.
I can't fucking believe you.
Think about Jess.
What are you talking about?
Think about Jess. If you ever want to see her again, you will do everything that they say.
What do they want? What did they do to Jess? Jim, where is she?
I don't...
Wait. How do you know that name? I never mentioned Jess.
What?
I never mentioned her name. How did you know her name?
What are you talking about? Who's Jess?
You just said they had Jess.
What? No, I said that Stacy doesn't remember what happened this past year, and I need to keep it that way. For her sake.
What the fuck is going on? You just told me that they have Jess. And if I ever want to see her again, I need to do exactly what they say.
Nate, that didn't happen. That wasn't me.
I need to go. Don't worry, I won't tell Stacy anything now. Come on, Bella. Let's go, girl. We're leaving.
Let me walk you out. Oh, Nate.
What, Jim?
One more thing. Keep reading.
What the fuck is he talking about?